Good evening, students. Today we are going to look at some sounds in the English language that's under spoken English. We're picking two sounds identified as consonant sounds. As you can see from the topic above, these two sounds are pronounced as la. That's the first one, la. While the second one is r, r. Both are identified as laterals, laterals. And both of them are voice sounds. Both are voice sounds. That's to say that their production is from the throat and causes vibrations. And causes what? Vibration. The first one, in pronouncing them, the tip of your tongue, that's to pronounce the law. The tip of the tongue touches the tooth ridge. The tip of the tongue touches the tooth ridge. And the air passes by the sides of the tongue. The air passes by the sides of the tongue. While in the pronunciation of the R, the tip of the tongue is curved back. It is curved back and held close to, but not touching the back of your root teeth. It's very close to it, but it's not touching it. But in that of law, the tip of the tongue is touching the tooth ridge. So, as we have said, both of them are voiced sounds. Now let's look at some of the words in the English sounds and English language, some of the words that has this sound. The L can be found in many English words like lane, lime, let, lee, and so on and so forth. And can be spelled with letters like letter L can give us L. Remember the importance of knowing how a sound can be spelled just for easy identification of that sound in any word. If you are asked in any way to identify a word that has that particular sound, it is through how the sound is spelled that you'll be able to identify such word. So, it's very important for us to know how the sounds are spelled. So, first and foremost, as we have said, the L can be spelled with letter L, as in tall, tail, mail, rail, and so on and so forth. It can be spelled in LL. LL, as in allow, more, illegal, pool, and others. But remember that it's not everywhere that has letter L that the L sound it can be found there. That is to say, there are some words that contains letter L, but the L, L, the L does not give us the sound. That means the L is silent. So let's look at some of the words that have silent L, as in silent L, so that you don't start looking for L in such words. These include words like talk, T-A-L-K. When you spell it, you have L there, but the L is not out, it's silent. That is why I said that you spell a sound The ways of spelling the sounds is where the sound or the letters that comes out. So you identify a word that has the sound by the spelling and not the pronunciation. Okay, in a word like talk, could, bam, folk, am, all these words contain letter L, but the L there are silent. Then, now let's simply look at the R, beginning with some words that sounds R in the English language. We have rag, try, tree, and others. And can equally be spelled with letter R, as in rant, parade, arrange, orange, and others. Letter RR, borrow, arrest, sorry. Letter WR, as in wreck, right, wrist, wrestle, wrong. And R followed by letter H. R followed by letter H. When such happens, the letter H is silent. The R and H sounds R, as in rheumatism, rhetoric, rhythm, rhyme, rhesus, and so on and so forth. Now, let's have a look at the contrast between L and R to show the difference, though two of them belong to the same group or appeared, but they are not the same in pronunciation, spelling, and other words. So we have it in pairs of words like pilot, L. Then R, we have pirates, Kelly, carry, lat, rat, led, red, lead, read, lent, rent, and others. So many of them. Likewise, we are going to have a look at what we call linking R. What do we mean by linking R? Linking R simply means when a word ends with the letter R, the R is not pronounced. Whenever a word ends with letter R, the R is not pronounced. When you look at words like father, mother, and some other words that ends with letter R, you find out that the R is not pronounced in those words. The R is not pronounced in such words, but when such words are followed by a word, another word beginning with a vowel sound. When that word that ends with R is followed by another word that begins with a vowel sound, that R that ends the first word is pronounced by joining the R with the vowel sound that begins the other second word. Let's take it again. I say whenever a word, an English word, ends with letter R, ordinarily the R is not pronounced. But when such word is followed by another word that begins with any of the English vowel sounds, the R that ends the first one is now linked together with the vowel sounds. They are now pronounced together with the vowel sound that begins the second word. And that is what we call the linking R. We link them together. For example, in a word like fear of, you don't say fear of, you say fear of, fear of, care of, as far as. For example, maker of, there are many of them. Now, take it again. Linking R simply means when a word ends with letter R and another one following that word begins with a vowel sound, that the hour is linked with the vowel that begins the second word that follows it. That is what we mean by linking hour. So take note of that. Whenever you are reading or speaking, you should be very, very cognizant, or you should take very cognizant of the words you are using to know how they are being pronounced. Thank you. But before we conclude, I would like you to give 5 more examples as the assignment of words with linking R or words with linking R. Just make a sentence with such words. Give me 5 more examples of words with linking R. Thank you and God bless you. I'm still your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Thank you.